We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm joined by Chris Back from our brother station, 93.7 The Fan. A shocker, Chris, when you hear Chris Letang of the Penguins had a second stroke.
Yeah, second in 8 years, second before the age of 35. I think the important part for me, and I think for a lot of people that are Penguins fans, is to remember, you know, Chris is a guy that keeps himself in amazing shape. And this is more of a congenital heart defect that he's had to deal with that has caused this issue in the past. And I imagine probably had something to do with this event as well. It's not, you know, we typically think of strokes as something, you know, that affect people of a certain level of health or a certain age, right? And this is, I don't think anyway, I'm not a doctor, but you know, this isn't your prototypical stroke, but I think that's why it's encouraging that, you know, he was able to come back and actually play in the playoffs that year. You may remember, I think it was 2016.
Right. He was only out a couple of months, which doesn't seem possible for someone having a stroke. But now, as I understand, he had a migraine Monday, and they knew based on his history to check him out. Fortunately, they did.
Well, and not to sound like a PSA here, but good on him and good on anybody for who thinks they're having that initial sign of something that may be off and immediately mentioning it to the doctor, because that's what got them to act on it so quickly and why Chris Letang was actually at the game on Monday night and actually at practice yesterday trying to coax Mike Sullivan and letting him on the ice. You know, he still feels that good. And I think, again, it's a rude awakening for all of us, even those of us that know Chris Letang had this issue 8 years ago, that, hey, these kind of issues can pop up with anybody, even a world-class athlete.
But it apparently is mild enough where they're encouraged.
Yeah.
And he could come back this year again.
Yeah. And I think that's, you know, they say indefinite, and for a lot of fans, they go, what's indefinite? I think, you know, give this, last time he was back in, 3 or 4 months? Give this at least a month, you know, and I'm not trying to put a timetable on it. I'm sure they won't either, but let's get Chris Letang back and feeling, you know, 100% again. He may think he feels 100% already, but let the doctors work through whatever diagnostics they have to work through. I think, like you, I'm encouraged he's back by the end of the season. Who knows? Maybe even back, you know, by the All-Star break, which is in late
it's
January.
Coming up quick.
Yeah, so hopeful that he's back on the ice, definitely, because he's a good guy. He's a part of this veteran core that they've committed to now, you know, to even if it sounds a little callous, bring it back to hockey here. He's a part of a power play that hasn't really been able to find itself in the last month and a half since the first 2 weeks of the season passed. And that's something they've got to figure out if they're going to go from being a team that's treading water on the periphery of the playoff picture to being the traditional powerhouse that we know they're capable of being.
While I have you, we're with Chris Mack from 93.7 The Fan. It's championship weekend in college football. And then after that, all of the bowl revelations will come out. So the feeling is what? Pitt? Pinstripe, maybe?
I've seen that projection. Pinstripe. I've seen people say if things don't fall their way, if teams get chosen over them, maybe it's Annapolis and the Military Bowl. That's like the low-end projection, high-end projection. Yeah, Sun Bowl would be nice. I think Pitt fans know what that's like and enjoy the atmosphere out there.
And what about Penn State?
So here's what's being bandied about in the Big Ten circles. And I'm a Penn State guy, so I've heard a couple of these rumblings. Ohio State just went to the Rose Bowl last year. So if Ohio State does not slide back into the playoff, you know, and maybe a USC loss to Utah tomorrow night, Ohio State and the Rose Bowl have basically looked at each other and said, hey, it was fun, but we got to get back to our better halves. And so Ohio State may end up in, the Orange Bowl, for example, against Clemson, which is still an attractive matchup for them and their fans, and Penn State might end up in the Rose Bowl. And certainly if Southern Cal loses to Utah and Ohio State's back in the playoff, then Penn State's a shoe-in for the Rose Bowl. I don't think there's anybody in State College or Happy Valley that wants to go back to the Cotton Bowl to play another Group of Five team, which is what it would be. So their fingers are crossed and people are knocking on wood that they somehow end up in Pasadena.
Well, thank God there's no longer the pull-in weed whacker bowl.
It was the weed eater bowl. There's just careful, Larry, okay? You want to limit the use of whacking around here.
All right, Chris Mack, I appreciate it, man. Thanks for the update on
Letang. Thank you, Larry.
Letang.
Appreciate it as always.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.